Also, you know, I do want to talk about efficiencies because I think a lot of people shy away from the use of technology in the OR because some of the published data indicates that cases go slower and there may not be a significant difference in outcome. In my own practice, I find the exact opposite. My hip replacement cases are 15 minutes faster with the robot and my outcomes, I believe, are excellent. So it's just, you know, also just sharing tips and tricks on how to be efficient with the use of technology intraoperatively.
Welcome back to the series we're calling the DocSF 25 Previews, where we take a few minutes to connect with some of the speakers and organizers who will be joining us at the University of California, San Francisco, UCSF Digital Orthopedics Conference in San Francisco on October 3rd, 2025. Today, we're joined by Ilya Benvich, who is an attending orthopedic surgeon at Washington University in St. Louis. Before that, he did his adult reconstructive and joint replacement fellowship at HSS. He trained with us at the University of California, San Francisco, where he was an exceptional resident. And before that, he got his MD and MBA at Dartmouth College. As you can imagine, he is an absolute rock star and has been very interested in doing some research, even back when he was a resident with me, on the application of machine learning into some data sets. So welcome, Ilya. Welcome back to DocSF.
Thank you, Dr. Beeney. It is an absolute pleasure and privilege to be speaking with you now and to have this opportunity. So it's amazing what you've done and what you've accomplished. So thanks for letting me join you here today.
Thank you for that. Listen, you'll be leading one of the breakout sessions at DocSF, and that one is about the arthroplasty segment. And I picked you because you're super interested in this. You're young, you're energetic, you're already implementing some of these technologies. So let's talk a little bit about what technology solutions you're kind of excited about right now.
Yeah, honestly, I love tech, and I think it's a tool that helps us solve problems in our practices. So the things that I'm excited about are how can we minimize complications and how can we better engage with our patients? So on the hip side in particular, I think that technology allows us to basically get rid of the instability or dislocations, at least in the primary world. So my interest has been in CT-based hip robotics as a result, because I view that as a way to either minimize or completely get rid of instability for patients, which is obviously, it used to be a very common but also devastating complication. So I use, at least in my posterior approach hips, I'm using CT-based robotics when available. So at one of our hospitals, it's available, at the other one, it's not. The reason I'm super excited about it is I previously published on it showing a lower association of dislocation compared to a computer navigation or manual techniques. And that's what I've found in my own practice. So knock on wood, I've had one single case of instability in 4 years, one single dislocation in 4 years. I'm sure that now that I've said this, I might as well go to the emergency room and wait, but it's not a huge part of my practice as a result. And I think a big part of that is the CT-based approach allows you to do advanced planning that you otherwise cannot do on just plain radiographs or an exam, or even intraoperatively. It allows me to go in the OR and know exactly what that specific patient needs in terms of where should I put their cup? How should I anniversary the femoral components? And, you know, you can take these hips through a virtual range of motion and essentially know that they're going to be stable in functional positions. And that's what I find in the OR. So it's been a transformative technology intraoperatively for me. So I'm super excited about CT-based robotics. So the next thing is revisions, right? So I'm at an academic institution. I see a lot of folks who need a revision for a variety of reasons. And one current application that I'm using in my specific hip revision cases is navigation. And I'm using this for instability cases. So, you know, we can get hip spine analyses done preoperatively, we can get CT scans done. But at the end of the day, the surgeon still needs to figure out where to put that cup if they're changing out a cup. And it can be really hard with just our eyeballs to figure out a 5 or 10 degree change. But with navigation, I'm able to figure out exactly what delta or what change I want in that cup compared to where it's currently sitting. So all my pre-op planning gets applied intraoperatively. And then kind of the last thing that's transformed my practice has been patient engagement platforms. So honestly, wasn't a huge believer in this until 6 months ago when as a group, we decided to trial one of the vendors, and it has changed my practice. Patients rave about it. It has taken a lot of stress off of my nursing staff. And specifically what I mean is it's a chatbot and it's a text messaging based chatbot. Patients send their questions preoperatively. They get a lot of prompts postoperatively. And depending on issues they're having, it addresses them without the need to contact my office in many cases. Additionally, it just tells patients what to expect. So it'll give them prompts on post-op day 3. You know, you should be expecting this. This is what most patients experience on post-op day 7, so on and so forth. I would say this is one of the things I hear most about. Patients actually think I'm the one text messaging them, not this AI chatbot. So this has been a remarkable addition to my practice.
And Ilya, that platform, is that trained on the information your clinic normally gives out to patients?
It comes with some basics, like this is a general script, but then each surgeon modifies the script based on their own practice. So for example, I use a lot of, at least for my revision, wound backs. So it'll kind of help them troubleshoot wound backs or what to expect with a wound back. We also all have different closures in our practice. And so it just tells them what to expect with various types of closures. And then also pain regimens vary slightly. So it gives them a lot of information there without the need to call our nursing staff.
There's data suggesting that between 40 and 60% of calls coming into a clinical practice can be addressed by these platforms. So that sounds like exactly what you're seeing. Now, tell me, what have you learned in your journey around this digital transformation and the adoption of technologies, particularly a large academic center?
Yeah, so I'm on our orthorobotics committee, and I'm on various committees that evaluate new technologies within the institution. So I'm just one of the members, but it's definitely great to kind of be on the ground level and to see what's available, what people are excited about, and how it actually makes its way into the university. But what I've learned is that technology is not a fad. I think that when I was in residency, it wasn't clear, is this here to stay or not? Is this something that is a solution looking for a problem? And I think it's the exact opposite. I think there is a big problem, and this is a tool or a solution for that problem. So I think it's here to stay. It's going to evolve in terms of what it looks like, and I think it's going to affect every facet of our job and our patients, honestly. Right now, a lot of it is just intraoperative robotics, but I think there's AI has the ability to transform the entire perioperative experience.
Absolutely. No question. The beginning, the tip of the iceberg. Are there three or four or one or two even technologies that either you're seeing getting more traction as you sit in these committees and people keep asking, hey, can we use this technology?
I think there's a lot of interest in augmented reality right now. It's been evaluated. I've seen current iterations of it myself in cadaver labs. I'm really excited about it. I think it has a lot of potential. Personally, in its current form, I wouldn't use it in my own practice for a variety of reasons, but I definitely see the future there.
Well, let's go talk a little bit about how you, if you have a vision for where you want to go with the session, what you'd like to bring out and kind of conversations.
I think that what I'd like to know about is how are people applying technology currently in various perioperative stages? So the pre-op stage, what technology are folks using and what's available and what's coming down the pike? Intra-op and then also post-op. And then what I'd also love to know about is how are we using some of the intra-op and post-op results to further improve patient care. So what I can definitely see happening down the road is the decisions I make, let's say on my robotic total knees in terms of alignment strategy, how are they then correlating with patient-reported outcomes? And then when the tech sees the same type of knee down the road in terms of the same pre-op alignments, same characteristics, how is it then able to guide me in the intraoperative decisions I make to improve that outcome and maybe adjust the alignment for that specific patient? So both for hip and knee. So I'd love to kind of get people's thoughts on how they are doing that, because it seems to me the intraoperative decisions we make right now kind of end there and then we start over for the next patient. But it seems like there's an ability to iterate and make this a better experience for every subsequent patient. Also, you know, I do want to talk about efficiencies because I think a lot of people shy away from the use of technology in the OR because some of the published data indicates that cases go slower and there may not be a significant difference in outcome. In my own practice, I find the exact opposite. My hip replacement cases are 15 minutes faster with a robot and my outcomes, I believe, are excellent. So it's just also just sharing tips and tricks on how to be efficient with the use of technology intraoperatively. I do think there's an efficiency benefit as well. And so I think that the higher costs is justified by providing a better product for patients, a better outcome, and then a more efficient experience, which maybe will allow you to do an extra case and move additional volume. So I think you can go either way with the cost arguments. I do think this is potentially a more cost-effective option, at least in my opinion.
And Ilya, are you seeing patients seeking you out because of your robotic practice? Is it a way to grow practice?
So I've published on this on the knee side with utilization of technology for computer nav and robotics in various parts of the country. And the Midwest was lowest in terms of utilization. In my own practice, despite the fact that I'm one of few surgeons in the region who offer hip robotics, rarely do patients seek me out for it.
Cool, man. Well, thanks very much for joining us and also for offering to lead this session. We're excited for the panel you're going to bring together and to really look at the adoption of technology, the things that are working in arthroplasty, and how to take advantage of all these opportunities we have.
Perfect. Thanks for the opportunity to chat, and I look forward to seeing you at DocSF, and I look forward to connecting with all the participants and other panel members. Thank you again.
You're very welcome. Awesome. That was Ilya Bendich from the University of Washington, Washington University in St. Louis, I take it back. And he'll be leading the arthroplasty segment for the adoption technology in the afternoon. And we're super excited for him to share his experience and his data and his research along with some of the other panelists. We'll see you at DocSF. I'm excited also to get you back to DocSF and have that day of full immersion in tech and meet some of these people that flow around this meeting. And most people usually say, geez, I better not miss any more of these. It just really just gets your brain thinking about what's possible.
I'm excited. I don't know if you know this, but I was at your very first DocSF.
Yes.
You brought some residents and we helped out with, you know, handing out programs and things like that. But it's amazing where this has come. So congratulations.
Oh, thanks.